Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
I got a new skin doctor, and his name's Donnie Epidermis. He likes to look for moles, and he stands by his thermos. I got a dirty skin doctor, his sister's name is Melanoma Sally. That's right, they live over the hill, way down in the valley. Dr. Epidermis, Melanoma Sally, they've been doing real good way down in the valley. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have a very special guest tonight. Very special guest. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, I'm just going to say a legend, Harlan Williams, part one.
Hey, buddy.
Was that respect?
That was respect. Almost I was going to say too much, but you can never have too much respect, right?
Do people show you respect at the comedy store or something? Or?
I don't know, because I don't look for respect. Therefore, I don't seek respect. Therefore, I don't find respect. I just exist. And if respect is floating amongst us like coagulite cellulars, then so be it.
But when you feel it, you could recognize it.
Yeah, but I try not to feel it because sometimes it can weigh you down. I don't know if you've ever heard the term player got a piano on his back. And
wait, elaborate on that, please.
It's like a term like can't lead a horse to water and make him drink. Two Siamese twins don't make a wife. Pass the duchy on the left-hand side. It's one of those, like a player got the weight of a piano on his back. And so I just, as far as respect goes, I just let it float around like a sort of a cauliflower fart mixed with Helmelcuide frenetonut particles. And that's scientific, but, you know, there's probably scientists watching this show right now.
That's why you're here, because that whatever you just did right there. That's the magic that I need and want. And
yeah.
I showered for you.
Oh, what kind of water do you use?
LA
River.
LA River water. Mm. Yeah.
I smelt a little bit of shopping cart and razor scooter.
But is it fresh?
It's definitely LA River.
But I lit a candle, a citrus candle for you.
Yeah. What kind of citrus? Lemon, grapefruit, or orange?
It's to detour fruit flies, to combat the insects.
So wait a minute.
The citronella.
You lit a fruit-scented candle to deter fruit flies.
I think, mosquitoes too. Mosquitoes, fruit flies, yeah.
That's like leaving meat around your house to deter a grizzly bear. Did you ever think about bug poison?
Is that a real thing?
Well, fruit flies, if you light something that smells like fruit, they're going to come to that. It's like moths. What do moths
eat?
Yeah,
okay, I see your point. Yeah. Okay, and so
maybe not the best choice.
Mm-hmm.
to repel the fruit flies, lighting fruit-scented candles. That's like if you didn't want a fatty around and you left a tray of shrimp at your front door.
Easy on those words, Harlan. I'm I catch your drift.
Yeah.
But yeah, easy on the words.
Like fatty?
Yeah.
Oh.
But is so what are you refer
like a fat person? You don't say fatty?
I don't know. We grew up with I'll say fatty.
So but I
but
just
the
said
internet's different now. You could say certain words and certain words you can't say.
Is fatty one of them?
I don't mind it.
Me neither.
What's another word for fat? That
humulculoid.
keep going.
Fatty.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Overweight?
It's too technical. Okay, it's almost an insult because it's so clinical.
Big boned?
Thunder Mountain? When you get too clinical with it, you offend the fatties.
Right.
They want to have some fun with their flubber. They don't want to be like a chart on a wall. It's too technical.
But the thing is, we don't discriminate. I've been with I don't discriminate. A woman, a beautiful woman is a beautiful woman. I don't care if they're a little bit overweight.
Me neither.
A beautiful is beautiful. What about you?
I never said anything about looks. I just said a fatty the same way I'll toss around a skinny. We're all different shapes and sizes.
So I take it you have a lot of experience with women.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a player.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Wow. You're coming out of the gate hot.
No, I didn't. I mean, if I could switch topics
if you want.
This is off the cuff. I didn't
want
to plan for you because you've probably been asked the same questions.
No,
I was
going to
ask you the generic, when's your special coming out? What was your first set doing comedy like? What was your first set at the main room like? I didn't want to do any of that. And then Paul Newman, he was an actor, right?
He was an actor. Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. Educate them.
Cool Hand Luke. The Hustler. The Verdict, Billy Joe and Sundance the Kid or whatever it was, The Sting, Johnny's Got Halitosis, he did a Carol Burnett biopic where he played Carol.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of movies.
Yeah.
One of the top leading men of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Thank you for saying that, because this is back during the 60s and 70s, right? This is, before your Brad Pitts and Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was a heartthrob.
Before your Robert De Niro's and Jack Nicholson's and your, all those.
And then there's newer celebrities that have their own food products out. Did you know that Meat Loaf has a meatloaf out? Meatloaf's Meatloaf.
See, I don't know what it... Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, wait, who's Meatloaf?
Oh, Meatloaf the singer.
Oh, Meatloaf the band. I've seen their band shirts.
Well, it's not a band. Meatloaf is the singer. He's the singer.
Oh, I thought that was the name of the band.
No, Meatloaf's the name of the singer. Really? It's called Meatloaf was his name.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
But that guy's been around since the 80s too, right?
Right. He's dead now. But he when he left behind, as Paul Newman did, a food line, but the only one in his. Newman has multiple foods. Meatloaf just has the meatloaf. So it's Meatloaf's Meatloaf.
So there's a singer named Meatloaf who passed away. Rest in peace.
Yes.
He did rock and roll.
Rock and roll, Bat Out of Hell.
And so his...
You know his song, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. Have you ever done anal? Well, that's what he was singing about. So Meatloaf's Meatloaf.
Okay.
Do you see?
So it's real meatloaf you could purchase at the grocery store, and you could cook it and eat and make meatloaf and
so
eat it.
So you could do a combo dinner where you have Paul Newman's spaghetti and Meatloaf's Meatloaf. And have a full-on celebrity meal.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So and you could top it off with some wine. Amy Winehouse's, she has like a, it's called Blood Moon. And it's like a wine, a red wine.
So Amy Winehouse had has a wine called Blood Moon.
Blood Moon.
Can you write that down, please?
Yeah.
Blood Moon.
So you could have a whole celebrity sort of dinner.
I can't. I want to take you seriously. Is that a real wine?
And for dessert, Barry Manilow's fudgy squares, hazelnut fudgy squares. They're unbelievable.
That, see, that was a curveball. That one was a joke. That was a joke.
Go to the grocery store.
I believe the other ones, but that really?
Go to the grocery store and see who's laughing.
So Barry Manilow, he was kind of like a folk.
At the Copa.
Yeah.
Copacabana. Yeah, and this guy's nuts about hazelnut fudgy squares. So. You could have a whole dinner, like a celebrity-themed dinner.
He was a handsome guy. He kind of reminded me of like Mark Hamill. He had like the shaggy hair.
Yeah,
he had like the bell bottoms and everything. Yeah,
handsome in a sort of somebody stuck his head in a revolving door kind of handsome, but handsome nonetheless.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Class.
Okay. God, you're so convincing. I don't know when to believe you and when
not to
believe
you. Well, you don't have to believe me. Go to your local grocer.
Okay, so that's a whole lot of food product, you know, that's named after actors and singers that you just gave the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and bon appetit.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Comedy Store last night.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I was hoping to bump into you. You weren't there.
I wasn't there last night.
So it was, I don't want to go down the list of, I mean, these are your peers, but Louis C.K. did do a, I guess, a hop-in set.
A hop-in?
Is that
a drop-in, maybe.
Drop-in set? But I was hoping to see you, too, there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So when are you usually there at the Comedy Store?
It's rando, and that's short for random. I just drop in, you know, sporadically, and that's.
Are you friends with Brian Holtzman?
Brian Holtzman, I know him. He lives in.
I like
Austin,
you and him.
I
like you and him.
You do?
Because you guys are off the cuff and not so. You guys could be polarizing, and you could be kind of off the cuff and not really relying on your, you know, you could be just crowd work. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just do his material and make it easy. But like, you know, it's so much easier if I just do his material.
I know him.
I'm not chummy with him because he's in Austin and I'm here. But I've met him a few times.
Now, why haven't you decided to take the plunge and head down south to Austin, Texas? With Joe and the rest of the
guys? I don't chase comedy. I believe comedy is where you make it, my guy. Comedy is where you distill it. Comedy is where it flows through you. So I'm not looking to chase comedy vapors across the planet.
Have you been to the mothership?
I have, many times.
What do you like better? Be honest. Do you like the Comedy Store or the mothership?
Someone asked me just yesterday, actually, what my favorite club is. And I just say I don't have one. I just want a microphone and a crowd.
That's it.
That's my MO. That's all I care about. So you would perform anywhere. Anywhere. If there's a good microphone and a good crowd, that it doesn't matter the city, doesn't matter the town, doesn't matter where I am.
Are you being honest here? So if I were to say, hey, I got a karaoke system at the 3rd Street Promenade.
Yeah.
Will you show up?
To do stand-up?
Outside in front of Shoppers.
In the
promenade, you know, the shopping area, kind of by the Ferris wheel in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm.
Depending on the circumstances, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So it would have to be a comedy club, though, is what.
Yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, I sort of like. I like to be in the venue
of a
which
club.
I'm designed to perform in. I don't want to just pop up on a beach
or
behind
like
a tool shed or, you know.
I'm sorry.
Olive oil rub down party or something.
All right, you might have to timestamp that. That was a bad question I just asked him.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I just wasted 3 minutes out of your life.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. We'll fix that.
No.
What about the improv? You like going there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any traditional club with a good sound system, a stage, people.
What's the craziest set? Did you get the Snapple? Because I gave you a Snapple.
Yeah, I got a Snapple. I'm going to polish this off.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't want to pressure
Newman's
you.
Newman's Own Lemonade.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get into the Snapple.
So have you...
Yeah.
How do you deal with the hecklers?
How do I deal with them? You know, I honestly... I'm not opposed to them.
Really?
As long as they're not trying to destroy the show, my guy. If it's like a random echo here and there, I sort of enjoy it because it throws me off of my game.
Really?
And then Daddy has to switch gears and adjust.
What's happening inside your mind when something like that's happening in real time?
It's basically you ever been swimming and you start drowning and you're trying to claw your way to the top?
Yeah.
Well, when you're on stage doing stand-up, and all of a sudden, somebody knocks you off of your flow or your rhythm.
Or the surfboard. You're surfing down a wave, and then you get knocked off.
So now you're knocked off, and so your brain wasn't preparing for it, my guy. And so your brain starts to almost take over, and it wants to get you to the top to breathe, to survive. So your brain starts digging deep into the hollowed halls and chambers of your mind.
So you're like
spitting out stuff and you go, where did that come from?
So the hamster wheel spinning. It's spinning very fast.
Yeah.
Do you get angry?
No. Only if someone's MO is to destroy the show.
And like, how can you tell the difference?
Because there's fun heckling where it's like, hey, buddy, nice ears. Or, you know, blah. You know, if it's quick, it's sort of fun. But if someone just yells, hey, you fucking suck. Where's the next comic?
So that's when...
That's like derogatory, it's mean, it's bad energy. And
how do you shut him down?
I will kind of give back what's given to me. You ever hear that saying, you get what you give?
Yes.
So if someone hurdles an anger ball at me,
mm-hmm.
if somebody barfs up a vitriolic cocktail of hate and venom... I'll give it back to them. Not mean-spirited, but I'll find a way to give them back what they sent, but with the humor attached to it. You see?
What if it's a female and she says, you go, handsome?
And then I say, go where? And what time?
Okay, so...
I'm not letting that get by.
So you're open to heckling flirtations.
Yeah, I'm actually open to heckle intercourse.
Okay, dude.
Like, if a girl yells that, I'm ready to hit the Motel 6 and lay down on those crunchy mattresses.
But that's your business.
Rock and roll until Friday comes around.
But that's your business?
Yeah.
I didn't want to take it there. But has
I'm not ashamed.
But has something like that happened
Yeah. I power ripped some triplets up in Bakersfield about 4 weeks ago. Just hammer jacked them. I mean, we went 69, 89, 99, and we even did 122, a position that we invented. And that's with the ceiling fan on and one of the broken radiator flaps flapping.
On my podcast,
I mean,
dude.
Powersmith.
No, you
I Powersmith.
You said you hammerjacked
Hammersmith.
Them.
Hammersmith.
Dude, we have to. We might have to edit the hammerjack.
We crackerjacked all night long. Like you asked. You asked.
So three.
Three. Yeah.
How do you? Okay, let's stay on that.
And what's odd is their dad was in the parking lot with a Mack truck. He's a truck driver with the engine rumbling. And I think he did it as an intimidation thing, but I used it as a rhythm. And I'll just... And when I'm hammerjacking the three, it's just the Mack truck's like music to my ears.
Dude.
I mean, you're asking these things.
Dude,
it's almost like you don't want the answer.
Dude, you are so quick on your toes. I didn't expect you to say that.
I'm just trying to be honest.
I know. Wow.
I mean, do you want some phony answers?
No.
I've never done anything.
Hey, you know what? Since you're on it.
Yeah.
You've been to Vegas, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay.
I want to hear one of your craziest Las Vegas stories, pal.
I'm at the Luxor in the penthouse suite.
Okay.
Cher's got a room with a hot tub.
Ease into it. Dude, you're hitting me from all kinds of angles. So Cher, Sonny and Cher.
Just Cher. Sonny's dad.
I know, but you have to, because there might be younger viewers here. So Cher, what was her song? What was her hit?
Do you believe in love after love? Down,
down, down, down. I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
And I really don't know enough. Okay, yeah. So Cher's there.
We're sitting in the hot tub, naked. Her
relax.
Her breasts are floating on the top of the water like a couple of loons looking for a way home. I mean, they're just floating. You can almost hear them rubbing together the skin.
Wait,
you know that noise they make, the loons?
What year
her
was this?
Her boobs are just floating. This was about 2.5 years ago.
Really?
And we're just floating in there. We got our feet going under the bubbles. Knock, knock, knock. Who strolls in? Her buddy, not mine, Canal Reeves. So John Wick. This guy drops trout, pops in with us.
Wait, is he in swim trunks?
We were raw. He was raw. The John Wick came out.
You're skinny dipping with shit.
Well, we're in a hot tub. The penthouse of the Luxor
Lord.
Hotel.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lord.
And this
Lord,
guy,
Lord.
Who knew it? He loves bubbles. He loves the bath salts.
So
this guy's pouring in Sinacran blueberry from the Pottery Barn. He's pouring this stuff in.
In the jacuzzi?
Right. And Cher, I guess she has an allergy to blueberries, and her breasts start rolling up backwards. Did you ever see when the house fell on the witch's leg in Wizard of Oz and her legs curled up?
Yeah.
Cher's boobs curled up and started punching her in her own face. And unbelievable.
You're hitting me with so many combinations right now. What did her nipples look like?
Have you ever seen lily pads in a swamp? They were really big.
Pepperoni?
Bigger.
Pepperoni. Pepperoni.
Lily pad. To give you, when we woke up in the morning, there were bullfrogs sitting on her areolae.
Dude, you're being so silly right now. So she has...
I thought it was her alarm going off. These things are like... And their throats were puffing in and out.
So she has lily pads.
Lily pad size areolae.
Bigger than pepperoni nipples.
Bullfrog sitting on them. And the real kicker, I don't know how it got in the room, a dragonfly goes by. One of these, snapped it up, was eating on her boob. She has the craziest boobs you've ever seen. And here's Reeves. I mean, this guy's laying in the bed. He's got one of these defibrillators or these. What are these things? What are these things you put? For the snoring?
Is it a defibrillator? Like a CPAP
No,
thing?
Actually it was a breast pump. It was one of Cher's breast pumps. And I guess it fell on his face and was just sucking on his face all night. It was unbelievable. He had a nipple growing on his nose in the morning.
Okay, so that was a memorable night in Vegas.
That was a goodie.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, Vegas is a riot.
I'm sure you can't top that story. I mean... Cher,
I mean, I've done a lot. I told you at the beginning, I'm a player.
Okay, I believe it. I really do believe it.
Yeah.
Anything crazy? Oh, weren't you around? Rest in peace, Sam Kennison.
Oh, wow, the Kinster.
I just want to give the OGs
Please.
Respect.
Go ahead.
You know, Richard Pryor, Sam Kennison.
If you want to,
Kaufman.
I got none for them, but you go ahead.
But you weren't you around kind of during that era?
Doesn't
too?
Mean I have respect for them.
Well, okay. Didn't Mitzi have condos behind the?
I don't know. I didn't start doing the Comedy Store till about 3 years ago.
Come on, man. Be real with me, dude.
This
You've been
for
around.
Real.
No, that's not even true.
It's for real.
No. The other. No, I'm going to call you out on that. You've been around longer than that, man.
Oh, I've been around, but not at the store.
No, really?
Yeah, I never went there.
I've seen your name written.
It's on the thing, but I never went there.
Your name's written on the store.
I went there about when Adam Egot took over.
Mm.
He called me about 4 years ago. And he said, why do you never play at the store? And I said, Adam, there's no parking over there.
Mm.
I'm not even kidding.
You know
what?
You're a big parking guy.
I love a good parking spot.
You don't like parking on... You don't like tickets, do you?
No,
you don't
I like love tickets. I love tickets.
But you asked me, and then I remember when you did Scissor Bros, you're like, is there parking?
Is there parking?
And Jeremiah let you park in the driveway.
It's not me. I have an autonomous car. It drives itself, and it's a sassy little biatch. It likes its parking.
Okay, we'll continue. I'm sorry, I got off topic there.
So Adam says, why don't you ever play the Comedy Store? And I said, I don't want to deal with the parking because it's on the Sunset Strip. It's 40 bucks to park. You got to walk all the way down. He goes, will you come over here later today and talk to me? I said, okay. I drive over. He goes, just pull in. And pull up into the back, and I said, okay, can I park there? He goes, yeah, you can park there. So I go over there, and he goes, you see where you put your car? I said, yeah. He goes, you can park here. I said, I can?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. I said, I'll see you every week. And I've been going almost every week since.
God, that's amazing.
Because at the other clubs, I didn't have to worry about parking.
Like at the Improv or
The Laugh Factory.
But the Laugh Factory doesn't have parking, does it?
They have a secret place. I'm not going to reveal it. But they have a really easy access secret place for
people
Daddy.
Like you.
Yeah.
So you weren't around during Sam Kennison.
No. None of that. None of it.
Tommy didn't show you love?
Who's Tommy? Oh, my God.
What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Your
Hello?
House is moving.
Oh my God, your house is moving. Should I get up?
I guess so. I guess
oh
someone.
Oh my God, your house
Hello,
is alive.
Hello, someone here? Craig? Come on in.
Hello? Oh my God. What's going on? Oh, little Waddy. Little Waddy.
Hey. Oh, it's a reunion. Okay. Wow. Yeah, it's a little reunion. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Steve said that I was supposed to come over at 9:34.
What time is it? 9:35. Way to wreck the podcast.
Oh,
dude.
Sorry.
And you smell good too.
You do.
Thanks.
Is that garlic butter?
Like
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I always shower in garlic really butter.
Wow. Little Waddy.
Yeah. Come
do you
with
love
it.
This guy?
I don't know. How do you mean love, though?
I mean, you guys
as a
along,
human being,
you guys
yes.
Get along real good, don't you?
But not as a. We don't fly down Pepperoni Boulevard.
No. We never go down Sausage Station.
No.
Do you know that he was in the jacuzzi with Cher in Las Vegas, and he described her nipples, and he said they were like bigger than pepperonis.
Really?
Yeah. Lily pads. Size of lily pads.
Do you believe in life after love?
Dear.
I can feel some things inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Oh,
wow, what a treat, huh? What a reunion.
What a treat.
That's it? You're just going to come in for 30 seconds and...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go.
I had fun with you last night. Thanks for. So I was telling him that we were there, and I was hoping to see him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah.
So when he's there next time, I would like to see his set. That's it. I just want to see you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I don't know when I'm there next.
I know, I'm just saying I would like to see you.
Thank you,
and no
sir.
No one else.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
We'll see you guys later.
What the?
That's what you get.
What in the name of?
That's it.
Lawrence of Arabia? God.
Wow. What a treat, huh?
I almost feel pod molested, sort of.
A little bit.
I feel like pod molested.
All right, so there you go. Wow.
Wow, what was that?
I don't know. I just.
Talk about an In-N-Out burger.
Can I have a can of water?
Oh, wow.
Whatever you need.
You want sparkling water? Sure.
How long were you standing out there, little Waddy?
About 6 hours.
Wow. I thought that was a lawn jockey.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Oh. Cheers, Bohemian Rhapsody.
See you guys.
Okay.
All right. What in the name of Ferris Bueller's Day Off was that all about?
That was a great movie, dude.
Thank you.
Would you say that the best movies?
Yeah.
I'm talking John Hughes.
Yeah.
Weird Science, Some Kind of Wonderful,
yep.
A 16 Candles.
Oh.
I mean, that's when movies were good.
Did you see the sequel, 17 Candles? Molly Ringwald gets hit by a truck. It's unbelievable.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, Molly Ringwald was the shit.
Yeah.
She was in every 90s movie possible.
Redhead.
She's still around. I follow her on Instagram.
You do? Have you guys hung out?
No.
Oh, you should Ringwald around town.
Do you know her?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Have you done this? I was hoping maybe we could do this.
Oh, I'd love to do some Ouija.
Okay,
I'm really into supernatural stuff.
Yeah, let's see.
Are you?
Yeah, well, you know what?
I love it.
I'm open to it.
Oh, this would be great.
This is a Ouija board, mystifying oracle. You've seen The Exorcist.
Wow.
Do you like The Exorcist? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it one of your favorite movies?
You know, I don't know if it's one of my favorites, but technically it's an incredible movie. Really incredible movie.
Okay, so you could ask, we both have to be, hold up, let me get closer to you.
Okay.
Put out your knee. If we could do...
Do we have to touch knees? Okay.
I think it might work better.
Yeah, for the energy.
For the energy. If you could ask...
Yeah.
I have a question, too.
Okay.
I want to ask a question about AI, but you could ask the first question, and then I think we both have to be touching...
With both hands?
Oracle. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
tell me when to ask.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is my grandfather in heaven?
I can't believe it's going this way.
What's it doing?
It's just moving on its own.
It is. Why are your knuckles bent?
No, they're not bent. Wait, so say the question again.
Why is my grandfather in heaven?
No, you asked.
Oh, is my grandfather in heaven?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, wow.
What the?
Oh, my goodness.
What in the name of Carly I'm not even Simon's moving. Horse teeth. What's it doing?
It went to
Is there a letter?
It went to yes.
Oh, wow. And here's no. Oh, okay. Wow. So he's in heaven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is my father in heaven? Put your hand on it.
Oh, look at this. Oh, Parker Brothers.
No, it's goodbye.
Oh. Goodbye. Oh.
Oh my God. Let's do one more.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could ask the last one.
Is Elvis Presley still alive? Oh.
Oh my God.
It really is moving by itself.
It really is. This is insane, guys.
Oh, what's the thing?
It says yes. Oh my
dude.
God. Dude. That's insane.
So Elvis is alive.
Yeah.
We can break that on this podcast?
If you want.
I mean, dude.
Let's make an announcement.
Folks,
let's make it official.
Folks, this is great news. Rejoice. Get your family. Hold hands in a circle. Elvis Presley, we just found out.
Mm-hmm.
Is still with us, alive, on this earthly plane. Wow.
And it's not Austin Butler. It's the real Elvis.
It's the real Elvis.
It's the real Elvis Presley.
And it'll be at the Fox Theater in Bakersfield, September 29th. One show only. VIP tickets, an extra $100. Where did that come from?
You know what? It's out of respect. Everyone, Elvis Presley was one of the best performers to live on the earth.
Treat me like a fool.
Go ahead. Give him some hug. Do a homage.
Keep me warm and cool, but love me. I'll take my foolish heart, I'll tear it all apart, but love me. Oh, won't you love me? Oh, baby, don't you know that I will ever go? I had a stroke. Dude, I had a stroke. Show some respect. I just had a stroke, guy. Wow. Most people wouldn't play through a stroke.
How can people catch you live in action? Is there a website? How do they see you perform?
Oh, I'm not falling for this trick.
No, this is out of... Dude, this is
okay.
Promotion, man.
You can see me on my podcast, The Harlan Highway.
And I'm going to be on.
And said, Stevie's coming on.
You said I could be a guest.
You're going to be a guest.
And you said it soon. On here, so it's
I'm
public
I'm saying it
now.
On here, just like Elvis
thank
is
you,
alive.
Thank you. And I'll show up on time, and I'll try my best.
Dude, I would love that. Uh-huh. I would love that.
You know what? I was watching your podcast, and this guy was breaking your coffee table.
Oh yeah.
It was. Did that end up okay? Like what was?
Yep. He flipped my whole set.
Now was that planned?
Not
what was the
planned
guy's name
all.
Again?
Sam Hyde.
Sam Hyde. So I was watching that man, and I'm like, why is this guy being so disrespectful towards my man here?
I asked him to make a gorilla nest with twigs and leaves, and he flipped my desk.
His energy was bad. It was off a little bit.
It was pretty zany and wacky.
Now, how did you deal in real time? I mentioned the live show.
Yeah.
But this is a live podcast.
If you watch the podcast, you'll see how I react. Cool as a Korean cucumber. The Harlan Highway every Tuesday on YouTube. And then harlanwilliams.com is my stand-up comedy touring schedule. Father? So check it out,
dude,
and let's keep this merry-go-round marrying.
You played it so cool. You didn't react back to him, okay?
Yeah.
And you could have definitely snapped.
Oh, yeah.
And went into the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't.
No.
How did you hold back? That's what I want to know. How did you hold back? Because this is, I'm sure... You know, you're filming live, you know, you're doing the whole thing.
I'm a very controlled guy, but if you do get me into the red zone, look out, OJ. Yeah.
But how did you keep your cool, your composure, I meant?
I just do. I know how to stay controlled in precarious situations. Look how I handled the Ouija board talking to the dad. And I sat here like there was a Krispy Kreme donut coming out of a turtle's ass. And I don't know how I do it. I just do it.
Did he at least apologize after the podcast was filmed?
No. And I wasn't looking for one.
What?
I just went, you know, it happened. It's theatrical. It wasn't staged. It wasn't planned. It just happened. It erupted. And I went, okay, next.
How did you respond to his entourage? Why bring so many people to a podcast?
I didn't even know he was going to do that. All of a sudden,
he didn't warn you?
He didn't tell me. He showed up with like 8 guys. I didn't know any of them. Apparently, they're all famous. I didn't know one of them.
No, not like you, man. You're the
real
one.
So I just rolled with it.
You're the real guy.
I just rolled with it and had fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, was that the only podcast where someone like tried to break the coffee table?
Oh, there might have been more, but you'll have to tune into the Harlan Highway to see that.
So go. Let me give you a good commercial.
Schwank
so
true.
Tune in every Tuesday to the Harlan Highway. YouTube.com/Harlan Highway. Get yours today. Subscribe, like, share.
Share.
Tell a friend.
Share. Oh, share.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when can I come over?
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Do you want me to come over tonight?
I would say October. Can you come in October?
Yes, I will.
Because I'm going on the road.
That's fine.
But October,
I'm there.
My doors are open.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is there anything I should bring?
I'll let you know. Definitely. But I'll let you know.
Can I give you a gift?
Yeah, I would want one.
On camera.
I would love it.
You don't have to accept it, all right?
I probably won't, but let's...
No, I haven't used it.
Oh. Here we go. What is this? What is this? Let me put my glasses on. You can't really see it.
It's called a Tanga Puffy. It's a real deal.
Okay, I looked right through the box. I'll take
can
it.
Can you open it up? I want you to open it up and check out the goods, man.
Got it.
That's out of respect, man. Yeah, you could open it. That's all you, man. That's how much I love you. I'll give you that.
Oh, is it a massage unit?
I mean, use your imagination.
Oh, is this a sex toy?
I don't know. I didn't say it.
Papa, don't preach. I'm keeping the baby. I can't accept this.
Why not? Dude, you can't.
I don't have a penis. Stevie. Oh, this is really insensitive.
You can't deny a gift.
I don't have a penis. I was in a lawnmower accident.
But the thing is,
don't even know where it is.
But you have a stub.
It flew off.
Really?
It's just flat. I'm like a Ken doll.
There's something down there.
No.
There's a head or something.
No. I pee out of my belly button.
Can you feel how soft it is?
I don't want anything to do with it. I don't have
this
a member.
Look at this. Look how advanced this is.
Well, I don't know.
But look at that.
It looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I know. So you don't want this?
No.
Can you really?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stevie Weeby.
Gosh, I mean, this is nights of fun, man.
That's not for me. That's not for a guy with no wiener. Yeah, it's almost an insult.
Can you put it? It could be a candle holder. You put a candle in here.
Oh, okay. I could always use a candle holder.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for having an open mind. Yeah. So you will accept this
as a candle holder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I give you another thing that came with this, and don't be defensive.
Okay.
Hold up. Is this backwards?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't know how those work. I got something else for you. It's okay. Not done yet. You're almost out of here, right?
No,
You're not out the forest yet.
Lemonade.
Okay. Hold up. So you can accept this. I'm going to put this back in the packaging, but it comes with something. Hold
up. Uh-oh, a dry scrotum. No.
Dude, your timing.
What's this?
Can I get a pound?
What is this, soy sauce? I don't eat soy sauce.
I know that's not soy sauce, but take a look at what it is. Read it.
Yeah, that's soy sauce.
No,
right.
It's not soy sauce.
It
read the packaging.
Ting Lee's extra rich chocolatey soy sauce. For sushi and delectables from the Far East, please enjoy low sodium.
No, dude. Why would something like that come with the Tenga Puffy? What you
well,
have to ask yourself.
Made?
No,
see.
It's
yeah,
you
made
know
in
what?
Vietnam.
No,
it's made
not.
Vietnam,
no, this is a
why.
Japanese product.
Well,
let me read you what
thing.
It really is. Okay, jeez, you're
okay.
It's called Whole Lotion.
Oof. Come on, guy. Will you I accept don't party this on Fun Fun Street.
Will you accept this gift?
Daddy doesn't party on Apple Fritter Boulevard.
Well, you know what? You're going to take it.
Well, I was, but now I'm not.
No, you could use it for something
well,
else.
I don't even have candles.
God, I really appreciate
it. Am I an altar boy? I don't
I'm
know.
I'm just saying, this is a gift. You can't turn down a gift.
A return to sender. Address unknown. A return to sender. Candle holder got no bone. No, I can't, buddy. It's
well,
so sweet.
What do you mean
sweet.
You can't? No?
I would give that to little Waddy. Is he still out there?
Yeah, you want to give it to Waddy?
Is little Waddy here?
I mean, he's got kids.
He's married.
He's got
yeah.
kids. I mean, what would his wife say if he brought this home?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. If you have any chocolates or a cupcake or some
sesame Well, you know,
seeds,
don't say I didn't try. I tried with
yeah.
you. You know, I'm sorry.
Thank
I mean, I, this is strictly out of respect, and
yeah,
I just wanted
no,
to
not
you know,
my,
I wanted to show
not my
I just
thing.
Wanted to show you a good time.
That's
if
you've
all. Got a sandwich or something, I'd love that.
I'm just saying, this is a pretty...
Not for me. This is not cheap.
This is like $100.
Someone's going to love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Daddy
doesn't try his chicken on
Dr. Doolittle Boulevard.
All right. It's not for everyone. I just thought I'd give it a shot. You know,
a salad. You have a nice coleslaw.
Or you know what? I'll get you. How about this? I'll bring you a pizza if I show up, and then I'll bring you some food. How about that?
I'd love a nice potato salad.
Yeah, want me to bring a potato salad? Okay.
You keep that and get me a nice potato salad.
It's already. We already made it past 45 minutes.
Oh God!
Can we start plugging your Instagram, your website, any future comedy shows, or some merch if they could buy things?
Folks, HarlanWilliams.com, at HarlanWilliams for my Instagram. And potentially, I'm going to announce this, it's in the works, my new film premiering a special sneak screening at the Directors Guild in October. Wingman, my movie that I wrote and directed.
Write that down. Wingman.
Wingman. Come on out. Check my Instagram and my website for the dates, but sometime in October, the Malibu Film Festival.
Yes.
And we're going to do a sneak screening of Wingman with Russell Peters, Kayla Wallace, Jamie Kennedy.
God, I'm a fan. Good Boiler old Room,
comedy.
Baby.
Yeah, good old comedy.
Good
old school comedy.
Yes.
That'll be on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Right down by the comedy club's Wingman.
Say the date again, dude.
I don't know the exact date, but it'll be in October. I think it's actually October 12th or 13th. Wingman at the Malibu Film Festival.
That's special.
Come on out.
Congratulations.
Big theater.
That's a big deal.
We're going to have a riot.
Dude, you're killing it.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Let's plug your YouTube thing again.
Harlan Highway.
The Harlan Highway every Tuesday. You tune into that every week, okay?
Yeah, Harlan
you
Highway.
Like it. You tell your friends about it, okay?
Yeah.
All right? It's the real deal. I like what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I like the backdrop. I like
Thank
it all.
You.
I like it all.
Yeah.
I like the... just the whole
the
setup.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be there soon.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that would really make my day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Dude.
You know,
are you
even
crazy?
You know, even if it's not what you're asking for,
no.
if I mumble or stumble,
that's what I
you
want.
You can edit it out.
I want mumbling.
Yeah?
Yeah, who needs to talk?
Okay. It's
been enough of that tonight.
But did you have fun? It was fun.
Fun's my Chinese neighbor's middle name.
Harlan Williams, everyone. Can we plug your Instagram as well?
Yeah, at Harlan Williams is my Instagram.
Spell it out.
HARLANDWILLIAMS. And I don't know how to spell Instagram, but I feel like we're at the Waltons. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Call.
Take us out with the song.
Oh, somewhere in the sunset, Mary Jane is crying. She's looking for her daddy. Her daddy's got to dying. Oh, little Mary Jane, she's popping lots of shrimp. She loves the salty seafood because she don't got a pimp. Oh, Mary Jane. That's
right.
The end.
Okay, one last fart sound.
Wow. Dude. Now I know why you lost your scrotum.
YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby. Only the wholesome content. You support everything this man does. He's a goddamn legend. Don't forget it. Right? Can I tell you something? And I don't want to kiss too much ass. We're done. Okay.
Okay.
But I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I was nervous for this one.
Why?
Because it was you. Okay.
I'm nervous around me too.
Because it was you. Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a lot. How many episodes have we done? Hundreds. I don't get nervous. But with you, what was I doing when you pulled up? Was I outside waiting for you?
Yeah.
I don't do that with everyone.
You had a blow dart. I saw you hit a couple of kids.
But I really appreciate you showing up.
Thank
it
you.
Means
it's
a
an
lot.
Honor.
It means a lot.
My guy, thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to do your thing, man.
Yes.
Thank you. October.
October.
Yes. Thank you.
Oktoberfest. Thank you, Stevie.
Support it.
Wow.
I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock. Check it. I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock. Don't stop. Get it to the essence, herbal blessings. Yo, I'm committed, let it hit it. Now I gotta catch a buzz. Jimbo Jones, just in case you didn't know who I was.
The Charlie Chaplin of this rapper, please find the prime meridian. I write a couple sonnets and send it back to Gideon. I'm on a slam like Onyx, don't try, need a beverage. I do my part in art, please take the stage like Cedric.
But wisdom shatters fiction with its fact that spills from the diction. 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 With its fact that spills from the diction.
Your spirit, I can sense for miles.
Flower, blossom. As I sit and reminisce upon the moment when we first kissed, how time must have been pissed because when met our lips, time didn't exist. It simply had no chance to spoil the moment in which with you I was entranced.
I wanna create magic in a world filled with plastic. Never crossing over in the musical type traffic. I need to build my assets, the ashes get flick. Yo, the masses are sick, never tipping with my wit. Fields crossing oceans, I transmit my Sanskrit. Feel my avalanches, I bear my verbal fruit because the tree has many branches.
Noble is our stance, it's our way that we walk. Stone to the bone, slurred by the liquor when we talk. Stalk the beaches like a hunter, want cheese just like Munster. Kicking like a Tribe Called Quest or an NFL punter. Wonder like Stevie, wanderer, best believe me.
Please remove this boulder, got a chip on my shoulder. Time ticks, getting older. A broken-hearted artist waiting for my crop to harvest. Need to change my focal point and hit them goals right on the target. This arrow cupid acted stupid over breaks. Determined to go on to see the sun inside the gates. I'm running to escape.
The motherfuckers don't know no better because they suckers. Trying to mess with the noble hops. Get your head chopped by the second. Niggas didn't know the way I wreck it. Check it. Better best protected. Motherfuckers try to step, but yo, they've been deflected with my strike, my spose. Niggas get blood from their nose, your foes. Try to step to this, but you just chose the last step.
Yo, I came to catch rack.
I'm sure there are a lot of you who believe that there's a way to save this world. Is that right? Amen?
That's
amen.
Right, amen.
Yeah. We don't have to be running around hating each other.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't on my fault. Walking like a badger, my stature is so short. The camera tends to capture tiny balls on tennis courts.
Just these words stay, don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music sassed away. We gotta make a move, my little dude, fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little Ray here, just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie Winnie, aka Cool
Goo. The fish that grew feet, wanted to be a part of League, gave up their physical to chill amongst the richest thieves. Man, I had my fill, I seen the damage and catch rat.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.